Hello, all. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report for this April 30th, 2025. I have your host, James, here. We're joined by our great friend, Caitlin Riley from the Wisconsin Beef Council. Caitlin, it's been a little while. How you doing?
It has been, and I am doing great. You know, spring has sprung, and so it's been really fun to see a lot of folks firing up their grills and getting excited for May Beef Month.
Yeah, because we do still have this last day of April. I can tell you that people like my father are already in May. They're all mentally already in May. My dad loves May, loves beef, loves the celebrating the month, and I know so many of our fellow Wisconsinites out there really enjoy this, and the Wisconsin Beef Council is really going all in. They're really hitting the accelerator when it comes to the beef month this go around.
We really are, and we want everyone to be part of the celebration, whether you are a beef farmer, a beef lover, or if you're just someone out there in between. You know, we have almost 23,000 farms and ranches in Wisconsin that raise cattle and calves. We are America's dairy land, but we know that both our dairy industry and the beef industry play a really important role and providing protein for our families and even for our social gatherings that we might enjoy. And so one of the fun ways and easiest ways, I think, that you can celebrate May Beef Month is when you stop by a local Quick Trip to pay attention to those fuel pumps and even those in-store displays, because we are going to have some advertisements on there celebrating beef's nutritious qualities and also giving folks a chance to win a way for them to cook up their beef. So we are working with Pit Boss to give away a Pit Boss Navigator 850 connected grill. James, I'm not the cook, so a lot of that goes over my head, but when my husband heard that we were giving this away, he was pretty darn excited about it. And you could either, if you are a Quick Trip lover, use your Quick Rewards app to use your visits as a chance to enter into this. But if you want even more entries because you really want this Pit Boss to be part of your summer barbecue cookouts, then what you can do is walk into the store and make a fresh beef purchase. So you can buy some steaks or some ground beef, and those will give you even more opportunities to enter and win. So we're really excited to have folks visit their local Quick Trip, be thinking about beef farmers and ranchers, and probably be thinking about dinner while they're fueling up at the gas pump.
Oh, I apologize, Caitlin. I'm sorry. I was distracted by this Pit Boss. This thing is amazing. it really is a great grill. It's a nice one. And it's great to see, just as a side note, Quick Trip and the Beef Council working together. We know how much we love Quick Trip, how popular they are. And it's a great, it's a natural fit between the two. So I really do enjoy seeing that. And these, the beef benefits, the kind of like added bonus to this of putting out there and getting that information more and more out there, it's really a big part of the job, isn't it?
It really is. We know that there are some misconceptions out there about the role that beef can play in a nutritious diet. And we know that a simple serving of beef, that's only 3 ounces. I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but because beef is so great tasting, I always eat more than my serving size of it. But that simple 3-ounce serving gives you 25 grams of protein, 10 essential nutrients, and about 170 calories, depending on the cut of beef that you are using. So you really do get good bang for your buck, and I encourage folks to be looking at those nutritionals and looking at those labels when you're making decisions about what to prepare for yourself and for your families. I recently had the opportunity to chat at the Wisconsin Nurses Association conference, and we had materials there about ways that beef can play a role of diets of all folks who may be frequently visiting their doctors or nurses for various health concerns, whether it's living with diabetes or maybe they're concerned about heart health. Beef can play a role in those diets and can play a positive role. In fact, on our website, we have a whole list of recipes certified by the American Heart Association that are great ways to continue eating and enjoying what we love, continue getting that nutritious protein, and maintain those healthy lifestyles. And so we're really excited to be able to share those, work with, like you said, Quick Trip to be able to get that nutrition information out there. It's kind of funny when we were sharing with our fellow beef councils, because just like there's a Wisconsin Beef Council, the, you know, there's an Iowa and Minnesota, and we were sharing with them that we were working with one of our more popular gas stations to do this. And some of them kind of give us a quizzical look, and we said, oh, no, you don't understand what Quick Trip
is.
And the popularity. They're fantastic. So we're excited to try to reach a new audience with this messaging and really get this information out there. And if folks are interested, we're actually compiling recipes that were featured in those pump videos. So when you're fueling up at the gas pump in May and you see the videos, it's going to be beautiful tenderloins and steaks on a Pit Boss grill, and you might be thinking, I want to make that. If you go to beeftips.com/quicktrip, you'll be able to find the recipes that we incorporated just as some a little background fodder in those videos.
You know, Caitlin and I have been talking for a while, and one of the things that I brought up many times is my father and how much he loves to grill. This year, I would say it was January 30th or 20th or somewhere in between there, he was grilling. This man just, he's a nonstop griller. He loves to grill, and he loves to show his love of grilling and his love of beef. And my dad's not alone. I know there's plenty of you out there that can do that, and we're encouraging you at the Beef Council to show your love for beef in the month of May.
That's right. And you can do it in an easy way. Put it right on your shirt, because we are actually selling some exclusive Fueled by Beef shirts, and they come with a really good cause too. We did this fundraiser last year with a different design. We're going to try to shake it up each year, but the proceeds from these shirt sales are going to benefit Feeding Wisconsin. So for those who may not be familiar, Feeding Wisconsin helps supply beef to families in need in more than 1,000 local food programs. And so that's why we decided to partner with that organization to spread the love all across the state. And we are going to present them with a check once we have those shirt sales come through to help them purchase that beef. We know a lot of our pantries are grateful and graciously receive a lot of non-perishable food items, which is fantastic for helping meet those hunger needs. But we do know that beef, as we said before, plays a really important role in nutrition diets. We know that we have women and adolescents that are falling short on their iron levels. We know that infants and toddlers up to teenagers are really going through rapid growth, and they need this nutrition to not only build their bodies but also their minds so that they can continue developing into successful adults. So if there are any families out there that are feeling that financial pinch, we want to help in any way that we can. And you can do so too. Now through May 15th, we're going to have these shirts available. You can find them at beeftips.com/feedingwisconsin. Still playing on that Fueled by Beef message that we're doing with Quick Trip. It's a simple design that says that, Fueled by Beef, and has a nice steak on a fork and our Wisconsin Beef Council logo. We're hoping that we can surpass the number of shirts that we sold last year and make an even greater contribution. Last year we had about a $1,200 contribution, so looking to extend that, and it's been really heartwarming to see the support that's come through all across the state as those shirt orders come in.
These shirts are really cool looking. I love the design and the colors in them and the options that people have for them. That alone is a great reason to get them. And certainly the support that you show to the Beef Council is important. But the other part of this is such a key part that Caitlin's bringing up. As we have gotten to understand and know a lot more about beef, it's, I think, on all of us that love this this great food and everything it's given to us to spread the word about it and the positives of it and everything. And not to say, for lack of a better word, to kind of correct some of the news of the old and being able to support that. It's all for all those reasons it's good, but you're also, you know, the underlying thing that I always think of with this whenever we get together, Caitlin, is how much this supports our ag industry, our farmers, the backbone of our country, and certainly the backbone of our state.
Absolutely. And there's a big ripple effect when we see that. You know, we know that raising beef starts with our farmers. And as we said at the beginning of this conversation, James, there's about 23,000 farms and ranches in Wisconsin with cattle and calves. They work closely with folks within their local community, providing additional jobs, whether it's the individual they're selling or purchasing feed from to feed their cattle, or maybe it's even the local veterinarian that comes out. Some of our farmers are are working with their local natural resources groups and even helping preserve our public lands by having cattle graze on those pastures, making them better for our hikers and our hunters that are wanting to naturally preserve the wildlife that are out there. We have our more than 500 licensed meat establishments in 68 counties of the state, and that livestock and meat industry alone employs more than 43,000 people, and that's a $34 billion economic impact to Wisconsin's economy, and that's according to Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. So we really do see this large ripple effect, like I said, from our farmers to the folks they work with, our retailers, our processors, even our consumers. I mean, it impacts more than just the individual that's out there feeding the cows.
Well said. And you can get you can add to your wardrobe and get one of these cool shirts at beeftips.com/feedingwisconsin. beeftips.com/feedingwisconsin. And Caitlin, there are even more ways that people can celebrate May Beef Month.
That's right. We talked about visiting those more than 500 licensed meat establishments. James, there's probably folks like your dad out there who have grilled anything under the sun. But if you're someone who's maybe stuck with a traditional burger or ribeye because you know that's what you like, we really encourage you to chat with your local meat counter, whether it's the grocery store or one of those local meat processors, and ask them for their recommendations. Say, hey, I want to try something new that I know will please the family. It's hard to go wrong with any kind of beef as long as you know whether or not it needs to be marinated, if it's a little bit more of a lean cut, or if it's ready to be put right on the grill, if it has a little bit more of that marbling into it. But we just encourage you to get your eyes open across the entire animal to know what some new cuts might be out there. And you might even find that there's something a little bit more cost effective for your family that you have not tried before. We have a steak swap guide also on our website, beeftips.com, where maybe if you're itching for a ribeye but you don't have one in your freezer and your wallet says maybe go with a sirloin instead, you know, we have those options there for you to give positive substitutions, because beef really is versatile. So there's a lot of different ways that you can cook it and prepare it and still have that consistent, delicious eating experience. So we encourage you to go out and try those. If you're not feeling up to cooking, we can also get you out there to some of our best burger contest winners. So we had our best burger contest, the first one, last year, and it went gangbusters. It was so much fun to see the amount of burger locations that were quickly selling out of their products. I even recently saw on social media that one of the candidates put on there that they actually had to close early because folks were walking to try their burger. It's great. That's always so positive to see. And so this year we have our Elite 8, and they are, and I know we need to get some up there in that Wisconsin Rapids area, so hopefully our third burger contest will be the charm. Mm-hmm. We have the 1111 Burgers in Fond du Lac, Brazen Head Pub in West Bend, the Iron Horse Saloon in Hurley, that's a little bit farther north for you guys there, the Straight Home Bar and Grill in Elon, Brothers on Oak in Baraboo, the Local Press Burger Bar in Hewascom, Mim's Charcoal Grill in Menasha, and the Dump Bar and Grill in Cambria. If three of those names sound familiar, that's because they are back again. They were nominated to be in the Elite Eight. We recently had our judges travel across the state, and they tried and evaluated each of these burgers. And James, one thing that I want to point out is that we keep these judges a secret when they walk through the doors for a reason, because we want to make sure that they are getting the same quality of service and burger that any customer who walks through the door at any time is getting. So they're truly being put to the test to see who has the best burger, and we will be making that announcement on May 1st. So we have the results in. We're anxiously waiting to be able to make that announcement of who that winner is. And if folks want to visit those locations, or if they want to keep up with who that is, they can, once again, I said our website a lot, beeftips.com, but also catch us on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're even on TikTok and also on Pinterest. So please check us out, keep up with our local events, and join us in celebrating our best burger contest winner right away on May 1st.
There's so many good ones to try, everybody. Encourage you to go down the list. Have your own, just, you know, a burger tour and going to each and every one of these locations. There's no downside. You're going to get a great burger and you're supporting a local business. It's a win-win kind of thing right there. Caitlin, before we let you go, is there any other events you wanted to touch on?
I think we just want to let folks know that throughout May, there is going to be a lot of different celebrations, not only from the Beef Council, but also within your local community. So we know that we have some different cattle organizations and groups spread across the state that are going to be hosting steak fries and burger events, and we'll try to keep those updated on our website as well. So keep your ears tuned to those happening in your local communities. We are going to be on the ground level bringing out some different restaurant groups to be able to tour our beef farms in the state of Wisconsin. And if any of your folks are driving down to Madison for the Run Madtown event, we will also be hosting a free farm tour for race participants. So if you're one of those who comes down to South Central Wisconsin, feel free to join us, hop on the bus, and we'll take you out to one of those beef farms that we've been bragging so much about, and rightfully so, because of all the hard work and dedication that they have to not only caring for their animals, but the land that they're working on.
Mm-hmm. Again, well said, Caitlin. And always great talking with you. If people have follow-up questions, they'd like to know more, how can they reach you?
They can contact us at WBC@beeftips.com, so WBC for Wisconsin Beef Council. And if they go to our website and the About Us page, there's some contact information there for all of our staff members. There's only four of us here, but we're continuously responding to those emails. So you can find myself, our executive director, Tammy, our director of compliance and producer outreach, Grace, or our director of marketing, as we fondly call her, the Beef Lady, who goes around and does a lot of our recipe segments, Angie.
And keep in mind that website, beeftips.com. You want to bookmark that and keep in mind that that is there for you anytime you need, whether it's May Beef Month or any other time. And we're looking forward to hanging out with you again real soon. Caitlin, say hi to everybody for us over there at the Beef Council. And you take care. We'll talk again real soon.
That sounds great. Thanks, James.
Thank you. We'll have more Rapids Report available for you, streaming exclusively right here at WFHR.com.